Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Matt Clement joins us for his final visit of the Major League season. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well. We probably had a million things we were ready to talk to you about based on the first five games of the series, and then Game 6 happens, and it feels like everything in this World Series is all going to end up being rolled up into one big question, which is, what was Kevin Cash thinking?
Well, I mean, I look at it from this perspective. About 10 days prior, I was thinking the same thing when he pulled Charlie Morton in Game 7 of the ALCS. And at that point, I think he got lucky in that game to get through, and it wasn't the Astros playing the Dodgers in the World Series. And he did it again last night. And, what was he thinking? That's what the Rays do. And they built this team around the bullpen, and they stick to their guns, and that's what they're doing. And I don't even – in my mind, this isn't a Kevin Cash decision. It's an organizational decision. They're making the call that this is what we're doing and this is how we're doing it. Do I agree with it? Not in Charlie Morton's game and not last night at all, especially as a former starter. And you feel for Blake Snell in that situation. You feel for Nick Anderson coming in that situation too, who gave up the runs. It's a double-edged sword on who you feel for. And, I just think that, I don't agree with it, but at the same time, it's what they do. I mean, Blake Snell hasn't pitched six innings in a game all year. Maybe went to sixth inning one time all year, and he was coming off an injury. I don't think it's right. It's game six of the World Series. Your lives are on the line, and not only was he pitching good, he was straight dealing. And there was nobody hit. I mean, the three guys coming up were 0-for-6 with six strikeouts that were coming up in that game. You at least, if I'm gonna be rational about this, he at least gets one more guy on base before he's getting pulled from that game.
Yeah, Matt, I understand how the game has shifted, I mean, so much over my lifetime, your lifetime, for goodness sakes, to feel to over analytics, I think. But even if you believe in the analytics and the third time around the order, doesn't what happened most recently, meaning last night, and you mentioned the 0-for-6 with the top three guys in the LA batting order, doesn't, like, recent history, in other words, what was going on last night, shouldn't that take precedence over analytics of games over the course of the last, I don't know, two or three seasons for him?
I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And here's the thing, too. This isn't, the name that comes to my mind. This isn't Dustin May, a rookie for the Dodgers, who got you through five innings. And this is Blake Snell, a Cy Young Award winner. This isn't like you're throwing the guy out there who, and to top it off, the part that's even more confusing to me, as I'm confused about this thing, is game one, Tyler Glasnow went 110 pitches or something, a career high.
Right.
So the script is flipping here. Tyler Glasnow is one of my favorite young pitchers in baseball as far as stuff and what he has. And story, I always feel good for the people that really struggled earlier in their career and they're starting to figure it out. But, there's a big difference between Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell as far as pedigree and what he's done in his career. I mean, you win a Cy Young in a marathon of 162 game season, you know what you're doing. And, I mean, at the one stat that blew me away was Mookie Betts hadn't swung the whole postseason or swung and missed a left-handed breaking ball the whole postseason more than one time. He did it twice in the first two at-bats. So that's how nasty Blake Snell's stuff was.
Former Major League pitcher Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show, putting wraps on what was the 2020 season and the World Series that will all be talked about. An interesting decision in Game 6 by Kevin Cash to pull Blake Snell with one out in the sixth. The other part of that, I guess, when you talk about taking out a Cy Young Award winner, right, even if it has been your MO, aside from that Glasnow game, Matt, is they bring in Nick Anderson, who had not had an outing in the month of October where he did not give up a run. Six straight outings became seven straight outings where he gave up a run. So what it comes back to for me, I guess, is the question of, and Jim alluded to this a minute ago, of, going with the most recent track record over the long-term statistical track record that feeds into some of these analytical decisions, and the more short-term track record would seem to be fed into those gut decisions and marrying gut decisions and managerial moments with analytics.
Well, it's funny because, you know, the Charlie Morton pulling him out was a gut decision, right? He made a gut decision to pull him out at that point. It worked out, and they won. And this one, you know, where it doesn't work out, it turns into, you know, he made an analytical decision. I don't have facts for this, but to me, as I watch it and just take an overview, it's almost like the game was scripted, right? They had that game scripted. We're going to go Snell here, and, well, he pitched really good. We'll let him get one more. I don't think he was pitching. I think he was coming out if Barnes got out or not, they were pulling him out of that game. We aren't going to let him go through that third time because we scripted it this way. He's going to go through two times in the lineup. And to me, that's where the feel has gotten away. And, you know, like I can tell you one thing, Dusty Baker wouldn't have taken him out in that game. You saw that. You saw a couple instances of that in the ALCS in those games. And that's Dusty Baker's old school mentality. But I don't think this, again, to me, this doesn't mean it comes on Kevin Cash. He's the head of what's going on out there. But I actually think this is a Tampa Bay Rays organizational. That's what they do. And hey, who's to argue with how well they've done in a small market with the talent that they've had and the different things they've done? The flip side is it's hard to argue with the success they've had compared to other teams in the same situation.
Matt, I know that the stakes would not have been the same, obviously, not Game 6 of a World Series. But did you ever have a point in your career where you're in a situation where you felt really good? And then you look at dugout, here comes the manager up the top step, and you're going, oh, come on. You felt like, I'm not even going to give him the ball. Just get out of here, pull an A.J. Burnett, tell him to STFD or whatever. And have you ever had a situation like that where you just didn't want to give it up?
Multiple times. There's multiple times I was made to give it up. And I actually, as the same people that were texting me on the night, Morton was pulled over texting me last night, and I said, good thing that Snell has to wear a mask in the dugout. We can't really see what he's saying right now as he's sitting there on the bench there, because it's a tough, frustrating situation. And I did actually finally catch Snell's interview, and he wasn't – a lot of the Rays players weren't as complimentary or backing of the decision. I saw Kevin Kiermaier's interview was quite interesting. And, you know, kind of questioning it, but not, you know, being the organizational guy. But, you know, I thought Snell, who's been known to speak his mind, said the right thing, but also said that he should have stayed in that game.
Matt Clement, former Major League pitcher with us here on the Fan Morning Show. And we saw the postseason completed in bubbles, as it were, yet still the late notice in the middle of the game last night that Justin Turner had tested positive. We see, I guess, rising case numbers across the country. Make of that what you will, but will baseball, or what's your confidence level in baseball being able to show up in Florida and Arizona in February, which is really right around the corner here, Matt, comparatively speaking, and being able to get spring training going? We're seeing questions about the NBA, how they may start their season, how the NHL may have to wait to start theirs if they really want to have fans in the building. How do you see things going as we go from 20 into 21?
Well, I don't think that we're going to walk into a normal spring training. I think that's probably, you know, it's wishful thinking, and who knows what's going to happen here. But I think it's going to be some kind of a hybrid spring training or whatever the case may be. I do commend NHL, NBA, MLB for what they were able to accomplish. I think that the, you know, during this time and the pandemic and all that's been going on with the coronavirus and everything, it's been nice to get those sports on the field and play them, and the bubbles have worked. But I mean, I don't know if these players are going to want to jump back into a bubble 2 months later away from their family. And that's just from the beginning of the season. We weren't talking about just finishing the season. So there's a million question marks about it. But I think it's, you know, I think sports is a big part of America. And I think it meant a lot to this country that they played those games. And I, like I said, I commend the players for being willing to go into the bubbles and do that stuff. And the flip side of that's really, well, they're getting all that money. That's easy to do, but you're still leaving your family, your newborn kid, your you know, your parents who might be sick, whatever the case may be, to go do that. And I commend the league for coming together with the players union and making this work in all those instances. And we crowned champions in three of them, and you know, NFL's had their bumps in the road, but they're plugging along as well.
To look at a positive thing here, Mookie Betts, and you know, the catches that he made, and the Dodgers ended up coming from 3-1 down. People kind of forget about that to get to the World Series. And then last night, when he had to, gets a double, gets a home run. I guess it's tough to say, and I know his $27 million was prorated down to what, about $16 million? Based on, or maybe even less than that, based on what they play. I should be less than that. But anyway, sometimes it's hard to say that guys who make that much money are worth it, but it looks like Mookie Betts is worth whatever they're paying him.
Well, I think, personally, Mookie Betts, his base running and defense were the part of the World Series that won the World Series. His base, he made 4 or 5 base running plays in that World Series, including the coming home on that ground ball to first by Seager last night, that won the World Series. And for that, I mean, Corey Seager is more than – I think he cut the momentum of the ridiculous NLCS he had, the record-breaking NLCS he had, and had another good World Series and got the MVP. But I was actually – like, Mookie Betts was my MVP just because of the overall what he did. They both were deserving by all means. And I think the interesting part about the Dodgers is this, because you ask the normal person on the street about the Dodgers, and I'm going to say, yeah, you pay the money. You get to win. These guys are all, you know, the teams that, again, money wins everything. Well, here's the thing. I started thinking about the Dodgers roster, okay? And you look down it, and Seager, Peterson, Will Smith, Bellinger, Kershaw, May, Buehler, just off the top of my head, they're all draft picks of the Dodgers. All draft picks. Turner and Muncy were reclamation projects off the scrap heap. They were coming. They were released. They were done. They were going to go be career minor leaguers at that point. And basically you make a trade for Betts where you gave another major, I don't know two of the other two names, but Vertigo is a major prospect. It was a starter for them, and you trade him. Credit deserved to the Dodgers here. You know, I guess one thing you can say is they pay their players, you know, the draft picks that they develop, they continue to pay them and they give them the money and they do that. And other teams aren't able to, or don't do that. But B, like you know, how about the scouting department? Those aren't just, that's not like just one or two home runs they hit. That's like 7 or 8. And if you think back to the Red Sox, you know, they had a similar situation. They brought like the Manny Ramirez is the dude they brought in, and they had the Papelbons and Lesters and Pedroias and all those guys that they developed through the system. And I think it's nice for baseball that you just don't buy championships. Now you need the money to maintain what you have. But I think, you know, I heard so many times last night, heard so many times already this morning, Mookie Betts was that piece you add to this incredible team that they had that put them over the top, and his leadership and his energy and his excitement. And I mean, the guy's just a straight stud. I really enjoyed watching 5'9" guy affect the game like that, being a smaller guy. It's good for baseball. It's good for young kids who are watching at home when they say, oh, he's not big or he's not that, and just how just pouring your heart into the game can turn you into that player. But I think it needed to be stated, like, you know, from my standpoint, that's a homegrown team. And I don't think most of America thinks that's a homegrown team.
That's a great point. Matt Clement with us. And Matt, I'm sure Colin, if he were here this morning, would say the same thing. We have been so lucky to have you with us throughout the baseball season this year to get your insight, the insights of a guy who's been on the mound, out on the field, doing it. And we really appreciate it. We're looking forward to next baseball season, if for nothing else, to be able to talk to you every week about baseball again. It's been great having you this year. We really appreciate all your perspective.
Well, and thanks again for having me. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed this baseball season and getting to talk about it every Wednesday added to it.
Awesome. Former Major League pitcher Matt Clement here with us on the Fan Morning Show. Great stuff from him all year long, as I mentioned.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.